Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the first chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis tells us, Parah shel yadak min chamor, if a cow gives birth to something that resembles a donkey, v'chamor shel yadak min sus, or if a donkey gives birth to something that resembles a horse, patur min bechora, then in either of these cases, the firstborn animal is not redeemed. Shenemar, because the Torah tells us, petachamor, petachamor. It says the firstborn of a donkey, shnei pa'amim, two times. Ad shiyehe hayoled chamor, v'hanolad chamor. So it has to be a case where both the mother giving birth and the donkey being born both look like donkeys. Umahim ba'achila, but what's the law when it comes to eating? If you want to eat such an animal that does not resemble its mother? Behema tahora sheyalda kamin behema tamea. If a kosher animal gives birth to something that looks like a non-kosher animal, mutar b'achila, you're allowed to eat it, because even if it's a mutant cow, it's still a cow. Utamea sheyalda kamin behema tahora. And if a non-kosher animal gives birth to something that looks like a kosher animal, asur b'achila, you're not allowed to eat it. Shehayotzi mehatame tame, because something that came out of a non-kosher animal is non-kosher. So even if it looks like a kosher animal, it's just a mutant pig. V'hayotze min ha-tahor, tahor, and something that comes out of a kosher animal is kosher. Dog tamei shebola dog tahor. If a tray fish swallowed a kosher fish, mutar b'achila, then if you cut it open and retrieve the kosher fish, you can eat it. V'tahor shebola dog tamei, and if a kosher fish swallowed a non-kosher fish, asur b'achila, then if you were to cut open the fish and remove the tray fish, you could not eat it, would not be permitted. Why? Lefishenu gedulav, because it didn't grow there. So when we talk about something that comes from a kosher animal is kosher, something that comes from a non-kosher animal is not kosher, that's only talking about the natural byproducts. For example, milk from a cow versus milk from a camel. But here when we're talking about one fish that swallowed another fish, that didn't come from that fish. That got swallowed by that fish, but it's not a product of it. Let us look in the Bart Neuro. Parasha yalda kamin chamor, v'chamor sheyalda kamin sus, pater. So if a cow gave birth to something that looks like a donkey, or a donkey gave birth to something that looks like a horse, in either case, it's exempt from redemption. Now the question is, why does the Mishnah need to give us both of these examples? E tana para sheyalda kamin chamor, v'lo tana chamor sheyalda kamin sus. If it only told us the case of a cow that gave birth to something that looks like a donkey, but it didn't tell us the case of a donkey that gave birth to something that looks like a horse, Hava mina parasha yalda kamin chamor hu depater. I would think that only the case of a cow that gave birth to something that looks like a donkey is exempt, not the others. Mishum delo damu hadadi klal, because they don't resemble each other at all. Taha yesh lakranim v'ha yein lakranim. For example, one of them is a species that has horns and the other one is a species that doesn't have horns. Ha parsuseha sodokos v'ha parsuseha klotos. And one has cloven hoofs and the other one doesn't. Aval chamor sheyalda kamin sus, but when it comes to a donkey giving birth to something that looks like a horse, ema chamor adam hu v'luchayiv, then I would think it's just, you know, a variant kind of donkey. So they're kind of similar, so I would think that that would therefore be obligated. The itana seifa v'lo tana reisha, and if it only gave us the example of a donkey giving birth to something that looks like a horse, but not the example of a cow giving birth to something that looks like a donkey, Hava mina chamor sheyalda kamin sus hu depater. I would think that only the case of the donkey giving birth to something that looks like a horse should be exempt. Mishum de sus lo kadosh bebechora, because a horse isn't something that needs to have its firstborn redeemed. Aval para sheyalda kamin chamor, but when it comes to a cow giving birth to something that looks like a donkey, to tarvaihu kadosh bebechora, where both of these animals are something that need the firstborn redeemed, emel chayev. I would think that it's obligated, so we see that we do in fact need both cases. Mahu b'achila. So let's say you have an animal that gives birth to some mutant offspring that doesn't look like it. What about eating it? Klomar, that means to say, behema she'ein ha-yoledes doma le-nolad, an animal where the mother doesn't look like the offspring, mahu b'achila. What's the law about eating it? She'hayotze mehatame tame, something that comes from a treif animal is treif. Udvash diborim v'tzirin mutar v'lo mikri yotze min hatameya. But when it comes to honey that's made by bees and wasps, that's kosher, and we don't say that it came from a treif animal. Lefi she'ein mamatzos oso mi basran, because this is not something that actually comes from their flesh. but rather they take the pollen into themselves. She'ochlos mipirchei ha'ilanos, because they take it from the flower, umehen nase ha'dvash, and from that they make the honey. So it's a product of bees, but it's not a product of their physical bodies. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Let us now continue with Mishnah Gimel. Chamor shelo bichra, if there's a donkey that never gave birth before, v'yolda shnei zacharim, and it gives birth to two male donkeys. So we don't know which is the firstborn, but we know one of them is one of these males. Nosein tle echad l'kohen. Then the owner of this donkey would give a sheep to a kohen. Quick look in Bart Nuro, bepidyon, that's the redemption. Because no matter how you slice it, one of these two male donkeys is a firstborn. So we know that he's obligated. We just don't know for which donkey. It doesn't matter. Back in the Mishnah. Zachar unakeva. If this donkey that never gave birth before gives birth, and there's a male and a female, and you don't know which was born first. You come into the yard one day, and oh look, the donkey had babies. Mafrish tle echad la'atzmo. Then the owner has to separate a sheep, but he doesn't give it to a kohen, he keeps it for himself. Again, let's look in Bart Nuro and see why this is. Zachar unakeva, the donkey gave birth to both a male and a female. Ve'en yodua im yatza zachar tchila v'hu bachor, and we don't know if the male was born first, and therefore he's a firstborn. Unakeva yatza tchila ve'en kan din bachora. Or perhaps the female was born first, and there's no obligation of bachora here. So he separates a sheep, but he doesn't give it to a kohen. Why? Mafrish tle. He separates a sheep, mishum safek, because of the doubt. Umafkia alav kedushas hapeter chamor. And it takes away the sanctity if there is, in fact, a firstborn donkey here. Vehula atzmo, but the owner keeps it. He doesn't give it to a kohen. Shehu atzmo yeachel hatle, velo yitnenu lekohen. He himself eats this sheep, and he doesn't give it to a kohen. De kohen havi motzi mechavero, because in this case the kohen would be trying to take property away from another person. Va'alav haraya v'havi edim shehazachar yatze tchila, and it would be the kohen's burden of proof to bring witnesses to testify that the male was born first. V'isura leka, and there's no issue here. There's no impermissibility going on. Dafilu petachamur gamur, even if it's a real case of a firstborn donkey without any doubts, dafilu petachamur gamur, shepadu baseh, even a case of a known firstborn donkey that's exempted with a sheep, shuvein kedusha, there's no more sanctity involved, lo bov lo bepidyono, neither in the donkey nor in the sheep, ela gezelhu, rather this is a case of stealing, it's a monetary issue, deika. Im eno nosein hatle lekohen, so he would be depriving the kohen of his property if he didn't give him the sheep in a normal case. Dimimanuhu, it's his money. V'hachaleka gezel de safikhu, but here the sheep does not definitely belong to the kohen because of the doubt. So in a normal situation, as soon as the owner swaps the sheep for the donkey, the kedusha is gone. There's no more problem of that, and it's only a monetary issue that the sheep belongs to the kohen. But here, we don't know if there's a firstborn donkey, because maybe the female was born first. So in this case, once the owner swaps the sheep for the donkey, the kedusha is gone, if it was ever there. But he doesn't have to give the sheep to a kohen, because we don't know that it belongs to him. So since that's strictly a monetary issue, and not a holiness issue, he keeps the sheep for himself. Back in the Mishnah. Shtei chamorin shelo bikru, if you have two donkeys that never gave birth before, v'yaldu shnei zacharim, and they both give birth to males, nosein shnei t'layim l'kohen, then he has to give two sheep to the kohen, because again, I may not know which donkey belongs to which mother, but there are certainly two firstborn male donkeys here. Zachar unakeva, but if these two donkeys gave birth to a male and a female, o shnei zacharim unakeva, or two males and a female, nosein tle echad lekohen, then he gives one sheep to the kohen, because there's at least one definite firstborn male donkey here, but not necessarily two. Shtei nakevos v'zachar, if they gave birth to two females and a male, o shnei zacharim u'shtei nakevos, or two males and two females, ein kan lekohen klum. The kohen gets nothing, because again, there may not be a firstborn donkey here. Let's continue in the Bart Nuro. Shtei chamoros v'yaldu, if there are two donkeys that gave birth, zachar v'nekeva, and let's say they had a male and a female, nosein tle echad lekohen b'shvil hazachar, then you give one sheep to the kohen because of the male. Oshnei zacharim munkeva, or if there's two males and a female, the chada yalda zachar, the chada yalda zachar v'nekeva, meaning that one donkey gave birth to the boy and the other one gave birth to the boy and the girl. O inami chada yalda shnei zacharim, v'achas yalda nekeva, or perhaps one donkey gave birth to both boys and the other donkey gave birth to the girl. Nosnin tle echad lekohen. In any of these cases, you would give one sheep to the kohen. D'ha chada zachar ika vaday bechor, because there's at least one definite firstborn male donkey. Va'aidich d'havi safek, but on the other one where there's a doubt, maybe it was the female. D'shema hanekeva yotze tchila, maybe the girl was born first. Mafrish tle v'hula atzmo, then he would separate a second sheep and keep that one for himself. Shnei zacharim, two males, ushtei nekevos, and two females. Safekhein, it's a doubt. D'shema kol chada yalda zachar v'nekeva, maybe each donkey gave birth to a male and a female. V'shema hanekevos yatzu tchila, and maybe both females were born first. Hilkach, therefore, ein lekohen kan klum. In this situation, the kohen doesn't have anything coming. Elamafrish aleihem shnei tloim la'afuke le'isuraihu v'heim la'atzmo. Rather, the owner would separate two sheep in order to remove the possibility that there would be prohibited holiness going on here, but he keeps those sheep. Kach pirshu rabosai. And the Bartner says, this is how my teachers explained it. Aval Rambam savar. But now he quotes the Rambam, who explains it differently. De'ein kan lekohen klum, that the kohen gets nothing. Vafilu tlela atzmo enu tzerach lahafrish. And the owner doesn't even have to separate a sheep for himself. Mishum de'ika b'chol chad mehanach sfike tuva, kishe yaldu shtei nekevos v'zachar. Because all of these scenarios now in this last situation have more doubts going on than the case when there are two females and a male. Shema achas mishtehen yalda shnei nekevos v'hacheres zachar. Maybe one of these gave birth to two females and the other one a male. O shema zo yalda nekeva v'hacheres zachar v'achrav nekeva. Or maybe one gave birth to a female and the other one gave birth to a male and then a female. O nekeva v'achara ha zachor. Maybe it gave birth to the female and afterwards the male. V'kein sfeikas harbe yesh b'shnei zacharim b'shnei nekevos. And there's so many more doubts that come up when there are two males and two females. Hilkach, therefore, afilu tlel asmo enu mafrish. Even a donkey for himself he need not separate because there's just so many cases of doubt going on here. Uperish Rabosai Iker, but the Bartner feels that the explanation he learned from his teachers is the primary understanding. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.